I'm Sari.
And I'm Haley.
And this is Seamwork Radio. Welcome back to Seamwork Radio, where we share practical ideas for building a creative process so you can sew with intention and joy. And welcome to the second half of Seamwork Radio Summer Sewing Camp 2023. So over the next 4 weeks, or the next 3 weeks, I guess, because we're on week two, but for these 4 weeks, we're going to be embarking on a journey together to examine our personal style. And in today's episode, we're going to dig into the first tool of the Style Workshop, which is our new workshop that you can take. And the first tool that we're going to be looking at is called Investigate. And in this tool, we're going to be investigating ourselves and our wardrobes. So if that sounds like fun to you, or you just want to learn some great ideas for honing your personal style, then stay tuned for this episode. All right, so let's talk about personal style. I think that discovering your personal style and really figuring that out and what it is can be challenging and intimidating for a lot of people. And that's why we developed our new style workshop, which launches on July 12th. So I just want to tell you guys a little bit about it so you know about it. It's a 90-minute style workshop that's going to help you to pinpoint your style so you can fully express yourself through the clothing you make. And this 90-minute workshop is available to Seamwork members for free. There's a live version, which we're doing on August 4th, or you can get a pre-recorded one. Well, it's a recording of a live version that we've done, so it's still very interactive, and that's going to be available July 12th. So you can either do that one on your own, or you can join us on August 4th if you're able to make it. And if you're not a Seamwork member, you can still purchase the recorded workshop, and it's very affordable. It's only 10 bucks. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes if that's something that you're interested in. But for this podcast, as part of Seamwork Summer Camp, during the month of July, we're going to be doing a condensed version of this class together. You can get a few of the style workshop exercises by downloading the Seamwork Summer Camp Toolkit, which has a lot of other cool things in it. But be sure to check out the complete style workshop so you get the full workshop, because it's really, really fun, and it's especially fun to do with other people. So let's dig into the first part of it, which is investigate, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So your personal history, your values, your culture, and your body all ground your style in what is true to you. And when we ignore those elements of ourselves in the context of our personal style, we can end up with something that is flat and sort of impersonal. It doesn't truly reflect who you are as a person. So the first thing you'll do in the style workshop is to investigate your own identity and how it might be reflected through what you wear. So we're going to look both inward and outward here today.
So the first exercise that you have everyone do in this tool is to investigate these four areas. So again, that's personal history, values, culture, and body. I love some of the questions that you have in these exercises. You mind if we like dig into them a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about it.
All right. So I'm just going to like go over some of these questions and then we can like both give our answers. Mm-hmm. I just think this stuff is so fun to talk about. So my first question, or I guess it's your question that I'm mm-hmm. now asking back to you, is in what ways has your personal history informed the way that you dress?
Oh gosh, there are so many ways. It's a big question.
It is a big question.
And in the workshop, we'll break it down for you into smaller questions so you can really think about this in smaller chunks. But for me, after going through it, I would say a big part of it, I think, is actually my teenage years, I feel like have a big influence on me and how I dress today. I think for a lot of us, that's kind of the time of our lives where we're really discovering who we are mm-hmm. and experimenting a lot with clothing.
Yeah.
And I think that experimental part of my life really helped me to figure out what I like and what I don't like, mm-hmm. What makes me feel good, what doesn't make me feel good. I wore a lot of black in high school, like a lot of kids in the 90s. And I still wear a lot of black. I still feel like it makes me feel sophisticated and I always feel good when I'm wearing that color. So I feel like some of those choices that I made when I was younger really still influence the way I dress. What about you? How do you feel like your history informs your style today?
I definitely like kind of agree with what you're saying. I feel like my teen years and my young adult years, it was so important to me. And mm-hmm. I think that that is something that has remained true yeah. to me now, is that I really have always placed like a lot of value in not appearance, but like more just like expression. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important distinction mm-hmm. to make. I would say the other part of my personal history, though, that informs the way I dressed is I'm just like a clothing nerd. Mm-hmm. I like love learning about clothing and the history of clothing and all of the little details and like the weird names for all of those things mm-hmm. and where they originated, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I just like, I think that that obsession with details is something that's really informed a lot of my choices
yeah.
in clothing. Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about our history here, but at what point do you feel like your taste crystallized, and have they changed in the time since then?
Mm. For me, I feel like there's sort of a process of evolution through young adulthood. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like a point probably in my mid-20s where I felt like my taste, not fully formed, but it kind of came a lot closer to where it is today. I kind of had all of these influences from earlier. Some of the things I already mentioned, I also always really liked vintage from the time mm-hmm. when I was young. And those influences started to come in. And I think when I got into my mid-20s and I had a career, I was starting a career. So my lifestyle I wasn't a student anymore. I was now in a job in a professional setting. And I think that influenced me. And I feel like when I was in my 20s, those things all kind of coalesced. I developed a style that I think has evolved since then, but it's a lot closer to where I am now than any time before that. Mm-hmm. So I think it has a lot to do with growing up and mm-hmm. like coming into adulthood.
Yeah. I totally feel like mine was in my mid-20s as well. I think prior to that point, I was in lots of ways, my interest in the things like vintage or like, you know, my musical interests, which informed my clothing choices mm-hmm. were genuine, but I was dressing almost a character mm-hmm. of those things. And I feel like when I entered my like mid-20s, I learned how to show that influence in a way that felt more genuine to me and not like a caricature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like definitely dressed different than I did when I was like 25. But there's a lot of really common threads. Mm-hmm. It feels like more of an evolution from that point on.
Yeah.
And less of just kind of like, I don't know, bouncing around.
Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting because I think as you get older, you become more comfortable with sticking with what works mm-hmm. and what you found to be either useful or helpful or true to yourself mm-hmm. over time. Whereas I think when you're younger, there's just a lot more natural experimentation mm-hmm. and you want to try different things and find the best thing, and you'll buy like, you know, 20 different red lipsticks or whatever when you want a red lipstick and, you know, whereas when I think you're an older person, I think it's more true as you get older and older, but I think as you get into your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, you've already found that red lipstick and mm-hmm. that's the one you buy and you don't have to think about it.
And then you're devastated when it's discontinued. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a frivolous example, but I think that's true for a lot of different things.
Yeah, you're just comfortable leaning into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely find that to be true. What values that you hold do you like to see reflected back to you each day in your clothing?
Mm. I think for me, one of the values that I think really comes through in what I choose to wear would be like a sense of romance. And when I say romance, I don't mean like in the Valentine's Day sense of romance. I mean a romantic view of life and seeing the beauty in life. And I think that is something that I like to express through my clothing and just that sense of, I don't know, dreaminess, romance. I feel like different people could interpret that in different ways and express it in different ways, but that's something that I like to try to express through what I wear. I think also a practicality is really important to me mm-hmm. because as I said in our last episode, I like to feel competent and capable. And I think that's important to me in my clothing too. And it's interesting because those two things can be in conflict sometimes, but it's one of the reasons why I like to wear like really pretty frilly things. But I also like to wear workwear, and I like to wear overalls all the time. Mm-hmm. And I like to wear denim and things that I can get dirty. And that also has to do with my lifestyle. But I feel like that pairing is really a part of my personal style.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
This is a tough one. I think that something that I really value is being able to like be really like present in each moment that I'm in, and clothing that like allows me to do that. So things that I guess that are practical don't like impede me from being able to do those things. I would say that another value that I hold dearly is just like a sense of like joy and fun and lightheartedness. And I like my clothing to reflect that. I don't like feeling too like stuffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's interesting because I feel like that sense of joy. I think it's so interesting to think about your values and how they reflect in your clothing, because as people are listening to this, they might have one idea of how somebody who finds joy to be a really strong value might dress, and it might be totally different from how somebody else might interpret that.
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting because it's so personal. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's helpful to go through these exercises and then translate it into something that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Because those things can be interpreted in so many different ways.
Yeah. And for me, joy doesn't show up as in like, you know, bright colors or loud patterns. Mm-hmm. I think like it shows up in more of a like playfulness in the way that things are put together and how like I create an outfit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can totally see that. And but somebody else might express joy through, you know, wearing really loud prints or, you know, bright colors or,
yeah,
you know, so specific to the person.
Totally.
What it means.
It's kind of like, how do those values speak? Do they whisper?
Mm-hmm.
Do they scream? You know?
Yeah.
I always think that's interesting to look at. So my last question for this section is, what clothes make you feel good about inhabiting your body?
This is such a great question because I think there's so much focus on, at least in the general world of, you know, clothing and fashion, to think about like what's flattering on you.
Yeah.
What's going to make you look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I like this question because it brings it back to what's really important, which is how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, what feels good is, first of all, what I've already mentioned, comfort and mobility, just feeling at ease. Like I can move around, I can do things, I can do all the things that I need to do on a day-to-day basis is really important to me. Being appropriately dressed for the temperature and things like that is important for just for physical comfort.
Yeah.
I think in terms of what makes me feel good about my body, I value strength a lot in my body. That's like a lot of what I do with my body is centered around strength. I work out as a hobby. I really enjoy working out, and that's one of the things that's important to me. And so anything that makes me feel strong, I like that. I like it makes me feel good. Whether that's, you know, because it shows the muscles in my legs, which I like, or if it's because, like I said, I'm able to do things in it that make me feel strong. There are various ways that that can come about, but the kind of clothing always makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I really feel good when I feel like I have, like, I'm very mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I have freedom of movement in what I'm wearing. I think from like a practical standpoint, that's always, I mean, I have a toddler. Like, it's like a necessity in my clothing. But then like visually, the things that make me feel good, I think come down to fabrics a lot of the times. And just like my very strong preferences and the fabrics that I dress my body in.
I think a lot of us have those strong preferences. And a lot of us who sew.
And also it's like how it feels on my body, but just also the way that it like complements my body. I'm like not afraid of things that are oversized and large. I'm short and I'm curvy. And I think that like I like to lovingly call the flattering police. I think the flattering police would tell me not to wear those types of things, but I really think it's all the way you put things together. Mm-hmm. And I like that kind of like tension between something being, I don't know, like a little bit like unexpected, but maybe a little bit sexy, a little like body conscious, a little bit not. I like there to be contrast in everything. And when that contrast is present, I feel like my body is represented. Mm-hmm. The balance that my like unique anatomy has of like softness and strength, I feel like is reflected in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think balance has come up a lot as we're talking about this, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I think another thing you can think about in terms of your body, and when we think about a body, we think of the shape of our body, our height, things like that, body type maybe. But you could also think about things like color, like your hair color, your eye color, your skin, things like that. And I feel like what makes you feel great about those things is important as well. Mm-hmm. And maybe there are certain textures or colors you wear or, you know, anything, you know, it might be a certain neckline that brings attention to your eyes or something like that. There are a lot of different ways you can interpret this. And it's not just necessarily about the overall shape of your body.
Yeah. I think another thing too, that is like more body focused, is considering what parts of your body you like enjoy celebrating the most. Mm-hmm. You mentioned like your legs earlier. I think this will be obviously different for everyone, but if like thinking about like, I don't know, the whole big picture is like a little intimidating for you or not something you feel like ready to emotionally dive into, then you can just pick one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, like my shoulders and my legs, I like showing off my shoulders. We did a video about some of my favorite things that I've had in my closet for 5 years or more or something. Like 5 years was it, or 8 years? I can't remember what it was. Things I've had a long time.
Yeah.
And that was like a theme that came up for me, was that things that showed my shoulders were things that I really loved over time. And I think my legs also, even though it's not because I think I have such great legs, it's just like I work out my legs a lot and I love them. I love what they do for me. You know, I'm able to do hiking and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff with them. And I just feel like that's a part of my body that I am grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care if they have cellulites. You know, I'll show them off.
Yeah, screw that. So in the next exercise, you have people investigate their ideal selves and then kind of contrast that to their real selves. Why do you think this is important for people to explore when it comes to their personal style?
Well, I think it's very easy. I mean, I know I've done this when I was young, especially to have, it's kind of like what you mentioned about feeling like you're kind of in a costume where you have this sort of idealized picture of what you like, but it doesn't really mesh with what your actual real life is like. And so that you can kind of feel out of sorts or feel like you're putting on an identity that's not true to you, or, you know, your clothes just aren't practical, which is a whole nother dimension. So I think meshing those two things is a big challenge for a lot of people. I know it has been for me. And as I've gone through life changes, that also, it comes up over and over again where, well, now my life is different. And I'm sure this is true for people who become parents or have another like really dramatic lifestyle change. You just need to kind of reevaluate those things and make sure that the things you like and the things that you can wear and feel good in day to day have some kind of overlap. Mm-hmm. And you can find what that overlap is. It probably exists. You just need to dig into it to find it.
Yeah. I think that sometimes we get like so hung up on these like idealized kind of style archetypes that we forget that the context in this case, which is ourselves, is what makes the style beautiful and interesting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that tension between the romanticized version of something in real life is like what creates like the beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's also what brings interest into a particular outfit too. What you choose to wear, it's that unique presentation that's unique to you and not to anybody else.
I absolutely agree. So in the last exercise, it kind of seems to like ground everything back to reality. And you see this come up in Design Your Wardrobe, that program as well. Mm-hmm. You have people investigate the context in their life, like their climate, their occupation, their lifestyle. Why do you round off this section with this question in particular?
Well, I think when you dig into those things, that really gets at the heart of what is going to be reasonable for you day to day. And I think that's really important because this workshop, but also with Design Your Wardrobe, we really want to help people to create things that they will actually wear. I think it's all too easy to create ideas in your mind and to even sew clothing that mm-hmm. is very pretty or, you know, is expressive, but you never actually get a chance to wear. And I think when you don't wear the things you make, mm-hmm. it makes you lose motivation.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while, it's fun to make something that's like special occasion or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're not actually creating things that you get use out of, it's easy to lose interest.
Yeah.
Whereas if you can create stuff that you get to use day to day, there's just so much joy in that. Mm-hmm. Thinking about these very practical things like the climate you live in, what you do for a living, what you do day to day, the chores that you have, you know, all of these things that don't seem too fun or romantic maybe will help you to create stuff that you're actually going to find useful in your life.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's so important.
Well, I think these were all really like exciting and cool things to investigate. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? And if you download the Seamwork Summer Camp workbook, then you can answer these questions for yourself and dig into that a little bit more, or just, you know, take the whole dang style workshop. That's cool too. Mm-hmm. In the next episode, we're going to talk about examining your current wardrobe. And we do this because rather than sorting through your entire wardrobe, we get to the heart of it by looking at what you actually wear most frequently and what you actually love wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to be really fun. All right. Well, thanks for going through this journey today with us. And I hope that you get a lot out of it. And you also join us for the style workshop, which launches on July 12th. And that's available for you at seamwork.com/go/style-workshop. And again, that's free for all of our Seamwork members. If you're not a Seamwork member, you can either become a Seamwork member and we'll have a discount for you that I'll mention in a minute, or you can purchase a style workshop for just $10. So it's very, very affordable. And you can watch the live version of the style workshop that way. And then we also have another live one coming up on August 4th. And that's going to be in the lead up to our next Design Your Wardrobe session, which is in the fall. So, or at least it's for the fall. It's going to start a little bit before that. So if you're interested in doing Design Your Wardrobe this season, which I hope you are, this is a great way to kick it off and get excited about it and start your planning. So if you're interested in that, again, that's August 4th. I'm going to be teaching that live. It's going to be really, really fun. So I hope you can join us for that. And just to give you a sense of what you're going to get, it's very hands-on. We're going to dig deep into some of these exercises that we talked about today and a lot more. And there's worksheets that go with it to really help you explore who you are and what you want to say through the clothing you make. So at the end of it, you'll get your core style words to take away. You'll have all of these tools that you can take with you and do again and again in the future if you want to. And you'll have a firm direction for creating a core style mood board, which is a great kickoff for Design Your Wardrobe, which is all about designing a seasonal wardrobe for the next few months. So members can download the Style Workshop Toolkit right now. So you can get that at seamwork.com/downloads. So that's the toolkit that goes with the workshop. And it has all the exercises and worksheets. And during the months of June and July, you can visit the Sewing Camp website and you can download the PDF and get a few of the worksheets as a teaser there as well. All right. And if you want to join us in some other places, you can also follow us on YouTube at Seamwork Video. You can follow us on Instagram at Seamwork. And if you'd like to join Seamwork and become part of our private community, plus get access to hundreds of sewing patterns and dozens of sew-along classes, and get access to the Style Workshop for free. Our podcast listeners get a 50% off lifetime discount when you join at seamwork.com/go/podcast50. So that's seamwork.com/go/podcast50. And that's it for us this week. I hope you'll join us next week for the next session. I'm Sari.
And I'm Haley.
And this is Seamwork Radio.
Seamwork Radio is brought to you by the team at Seamwork. Seamwork's an online community that supports you in creating a wardrobe that feels right for you. When you join us at Seamwork, you become part of our private community of makers, and you also get access to monthly sew-along classes, a library of over 200 sewing patterns, and tons of great resources to help guide you through the sewing adventure that you choose. Podcast listeners can get half off a Seamwork Unlimited membership, which means you can download as many of those 200 plus patterns as you want at any time, and our community will be there to guide and support you. If you'd like to join us for half off, just visit seamwork.com/go/podcast50. You can also find us on Instagram at Seamwork or visit our YouTube channel, which is called Seamwork Video. We love hearing from you, so let us know if there's a topic or a personal story that you'd like us to cover. Thanks for listening to Seamwork Radio.